It's a very important meeting of the EU Agri Marine Council this afternoon by teleconference. And it's essential that we actually see some real concrete action now to support both our farming sector and our fishing sector. The previous meeting almost a month ago at this stage delivered nothing of note to support the sector. And the meeting that was to happen after that was postponed. So today's meeting now has a very strong onus on it to ensure that there is concrete measures coming out to support both our beef sector and also our fishing sector. With regard to beef, prices have dropped very significantly, meaning that farmers' income have dropped and also meaning that the short to medium-term prognosis for beef is poorer. So it's essential that there is an emergency financial aid package put together to support the beef sector. And in relation to our fishing sector, there's been very limited support so far for the fishing sector. And the temporary tie-up scheme, which was announced in the last few days, certainly falls well short of what the sector was looking for. And there's a real onus now today as well on the EU Council meeting to ensure that proper support is delivered to support our fishery sector.
In terms of the prices, it's notable that from the point of view of the consumer in the supermarket or in the butcher shop, the prices don't appear to be down at the tills there.
No, as usual, I mean, the primary producer and the farmer ends up often loses a significant proportion of the income they get without it being seen in other levels of the food chain. So there has been examples in the past of emergency financial aid being delivered to support farmers at times of significant price pressure, such as now. Of course, the agriculture sector is underpinned by the Common Agricultural Policy, which pays farmers to produce high-quality food at an end cost to the consumer that would be less than it otherwise would be. So in situations where prices in the market drops, there is an onus then on the EU Commission who run that Common Agricultural Policy to deliver additional aid to ensure that farmers aren't left in financial and income distress as a result of wider market forces.
And in terms of that Common Agricultural Policy, there will be a review of the CAP in the coming months. Do you believe that the experience of COVID-19 and the legacy of COVID-19 will have to inform that CAP review and in a sense perhaps change what it would otherwise have been?
Yeah, I think that there is capacity at the moment within the current Common Agricultural Policy to provide emergency financial aid in situations where the prices drop and farmers are under pressure. Unfortunately, the EU Commission have been too slow on many occasions, including now, to step and provide that support. But certainly, I think when the next Common Agricultural Policy, which will run for 7 years, is framed, it's essential that there is mechanisms in place there to support farmers in that regard. But what's also essential is that there's a willingness to use those mechanisms. And that's what we need to see happen now today at the EU at the Council of Ministers meeting, both in relation to the farmers and in relation to fishermen.